Then he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to A Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend, Frank Alasia, the legendary basketball player from St. John's University. Frank, my man, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything is great. We talked about discussing the topic, going to Mass. So let's start with a broad view. We know that, you know, every hour of every day in every time zone around the entire world, the Mass is being said somewhere, suggesting or confirming that we're a universal church, a Catholic church, and that we are aligned. We follow the St. Paul encouragement to pray unceasingly. We also know that a practicing Catholic is somebody who goes to the Mass. That's the most important way that we practice our faith, through public worship. So at the Mass, we pray together. We say the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. We hear God's word proclaimed from the altar, and we enter into communion together. And we believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist at the Mass. But let's be honest, we as a church for a couple of generations or even more have not told of the beauty of the Mass in a coherent or interesting or compelling way. And people, everyone we know, families, have gotten out of the habit of going to Mass. Most parishes today probably only see about 10 to 15% of their parishioners on any given Sunday. So attendance is down. We as a church have to get much better at telling the people around us of this unbelievably good news that there is a God in heaven and he became man and rose from the dead. And we have to show people that, you know, a spiritual life, an interior life, can comfort or satisfy or at least respond to the deepest longings in our hearts. And I know you go to Mass every day, and I have to start by asking you simply, why, Frank?
I go to Mass every day. I mean, I think it's a great way to start the day, but I go because I love it. I want to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. I go to ask for forgiveness, and I'll go to ask for favors of God for myself and for people who ask me to pray for them. But I think most importantly, I go to receive Jesus Christ, you know, to give me strength for another day. I go because I need it. Yeah. Not because God needs it. And, you know, this isn't a show, this isn't a podcast on the nuts and bolts of the Mass, the rubrics of the Mass. If you wanted to hear something about that, listen to Bishop Robert Barron on his great series called Catholicism. He does a great segment on the Mass. But what are your experiences and why do you go and, you know, what's your story?
Well, I'm a deacon now, but so it's a regular occurrence for me. But when I remember when I was an altar boy, way back for a brief time, it was at St. Christopher's on Merrick Road in Baldwin, which you know very well.
Yes.
I was just moved by the reverence and the quiet of the sacristy and the beauty of the white hosts in the ciborium. The prayers were said in Latin, the music. There was just a mystery to it all and a great sense of God's quiet presence in all of it. And many years later, when I dove deeply into the Bible, I rediscovered my faith. I encountered Jesus in the scriptures. I was drawn into the Mass in a whole new way. Every word at the Mass had much greater meaning, and I recognized it from the Bible. And I was grateful to receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. It has become the most special time of the day and of the week for me. But people say, Frank, that they don't get anything out of the Mass. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, the first thing I would say is you have to go into church with the right frame of mind. You're not going for entertainment. Right. So many people say they don't get out of, like, they need to be entertained. They go into a show. It needless to say, it's not that. So I would start by saying, as you enter a church, if you notice, whenever you enter a Catholic church, you'll always walk up steps. It kind of symbolizes that you want to leave your worldly cares below. Leave all your thoughts about your regular life behind you a little bit below. The second thing is, don't worry. You mentioned the word mystery, and that's important. Don't worry if you don't understand the mystery.
Every part of the Mass.
Right. Most people don't. I mean, it is a deep mystery. But Jesus never says, you know, in the Bible, you know, blessed are they who understand. He'll give you the grace to understand at the level that you're at spiritually. All right. And the last thing you have to ask yourself when people say they don't get anything out of it, you are getting Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You receive him.
Amen.
You know, my question is Jesus not enough for you? You know, that's the most important. That's the most important thing, because when we take Jesus in, hopefully we'll become more like him. Same thing. We eat good food, right? You eat your vegetables. They're good for you. You know, it helps you physically, but this, of course, is much, much greater. This is the sacrament that we need. To get
well, that's it. And you know, we make the mistake, I think, of exhorting people to come to Mass. We say to them, I mean, you might hear the bishop or the priest during the Lenten season, hey, come to Mass this season and bring a friend. Well, if that worked, right, then you could double the population every year. But I don't think that's going to work to just drag people or encourage them. It doesn't mean anything unless you have a relationship with Jesus, because the Mass is all about Jesus, as you've said. If you love Jesus, you'll love the Mass.
Right. The riches of, you know, the riches of the Catholic faith are there to bring us closer to Jesus. And what better way than the sacraments, especially receiving the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. But people put so many things ahead of God. We've forgotten God. And unfortunately, the better people do in life, the more they forget God, because they become the magician who believes their own magic.
They don't need it.
No, they make time for everything else on Sunday but God. The stadiums have become the new churches where people worship. I mean, we have time. Think about it. We have time for football, soccer, baseball, shopping, brunch, but no time for God. And don't get me wrong. These aren't bad things in their own right, but they have to have their proper place. And on Sunday, God comes first. You know, as authentic Catholics, we're called to do this, you know, to believe and live the truth. But
that's,
I was
right,
reading that this guy, Richard Bandler, he's the co-founder of neuro-linguistic programming. It's like a psychiatry, said that human beings' greatest delusion is that they're eternal. Right. So the teen says, I have schoolwork to do. I have parties to go to. I have Snapchat to look at. The newlyweds say, you know, I got to get a house first. I'll go to Mass when I have kids. And then older people, you know, our age, they've just gotten out of the habit.
Yeah. You know? And I think the little things matter. I think that starting small with small practices works. I have a story about my experience. 20 years ago, I had prostate cancer and I had surgery. I lost my job. I was in tough shape, and I was praying really hard those weeks and months after the surgery. I was praying to Jesus. I was praying to Mary. I was praying to Joseph. And one night, I think I said to God, Lord, if you'll get me past this difficulty, I promise I'll wear a necktie every Sunday for the rest of my life. And it was a funny kind of a promise, but it meant that I was going to get up on Sunday and put a suit and tie, and I wasn't a deacon yet, and go to Mass with the intention of being reverent and making it all important. So one day I'm at Mass and I see a guy I know, and he compliments me on my tie, and I share the story with him. He kind of smiles and eases away like I was half crazy. And a couple of months later, he came back, and I saw him again. I guess he hadn't been to Mass for a while, and I had been going all along. And as soon as he looked at me, he thought to himself, yeah, the tie bit. Yeah, I remember that what you told me. Now, I don't know if it meant anything, but I think it made an impression on him, that it was something that I made important to me and that I would follow as a practice, which would lead me into bigger things.
I think that's right. And, you know, one of the things that you said is the small things. It's the little things. Like in our everyday life, if you think about it, it's not the waking up that's hard. It's the getting out of bed.
Yeah.
And spiritually, you know, we have to get out of bed, get off the couch, and start the practice now. Now is the time. Padre Pio, St. Padre Pio said the world would exist more easily without the sun than without the Mass. And Mother Teresa said she would kiss the hands of the priest after Mass for bringing Jesus to her. I mean, that's good enough for me.
Give us this day our daily bread. And the bread that is given to us by God is received in the Mass. And remember, Frank, what they say, what deacons say at the end of every Mass. The Mass is ended. Go forth in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. I enjoy talking to you about this. If you want to reach us by email, it's at john@jc.training. That's john@jc.training. I love you, Frank. Great talking to you. I'll see you next time.
Take care, Deacon, and thanks.
God bless.
God bless.